You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Last night's Republican presidential debate focused intensely on immigration, which is obviously a big issue across America, including in some potentially unexpected places, like America's Dairyland, where economic pressures have forced many dairies to close and others to get much bigger. From Wisconsin, Zoe Sullivan has more.
Wisconsin is known for its cheese. The cheese-shaped hats that Green Bay Packer fans wear are a quirky reminder of the state's $50 billion dairy industry. Yet a tough market means that many farmers are having to choose between going out of business or expanding to achieve an economy of scale. The Nelson Farm is a family-run operation with 450 cows. Don Nelson has lived in this community his entire life and raised his children here on the farm. Still working at 85, he told me that at $16 a hundredweight, the price of milk is lower than their costs.
If we're losing and we get 1 million pounds a month, well, we're losing about $25,000 a month.
This kind of price squeeze has helped drop the number of dairy farms from more than 22,000 in the late 90s to fewer than 10,000 now. For those that remain, immigrant labor has proven crucial. A 2007 University of Wisconsin study found that 40% of the workers on these farms were predominantly Mexican and Central American immigrants. Five of the eight full-timers on the Nelson farm are immigrants. Nels Nelson tells me about his pay scale.
Some of them get housing. The ones that get housing, I think, were $11.50 an hour. Some of the ones that don't get any housing, I think up $13 to $15, somewhere in that range.
For many U.S.-born local residents, these wages, without health insurance and other benefits, aren't worth a 24/7 schedule involved with milking hundreds of cows. And then there's the risk of injury. Farming is one of the most dangerous occupations in the United States, with more deaths than in mining or construction. Near the milking parlor, I meet Pablo Hernandez, one of the farm's Mexican workers, whose head is half covered with white gauze bandages.
I was putting them in, but then they moved back and pushed me.
Sure, and you fell down.
And I hit my head on one of these water tubes, and a lot of blood came out. A lot of blood. Like you had opened up one of these water valves.
Immigrants are often willing to put in the long hours for lower wages than U.S.-born workers. And that has helped many Wisconsin farmers stay afloat. But some farmers are less than scrupulous. Ignacio Garcia earned $10 an hour on a farm with more than 10,000 cows before he says he was fired unjustly, and he turned to a workers' rights center for help.
And this person started telling me, look, these are your rights. What you did is fine, and your boss was abusing you, even if all you were doing was standing up for your rights. But that's not okay, because the law says X, Y, and Z. So I realized they had broken a bunch of laws.
Despite such abuses, farmers recognize that immigrant labor is fundamental to their operations. I'm Zoe Sullivan for Marketplace.